Lauren Onke, the dean of Cuyahoga Community College's Department of Humanities, is taking over as head of NPR Music this month. I talked with Onke about the challenges that lie ahead and what makes Northeast Ohio's arts and music scene special. Why move out of academia into your new role at NPR Music?
You know, I don't really think of my career as being in and or out of academia. Throughout my career, I've been very interested in how do we create and sustain spaces for public dialogue around the arts, especially music and literature. So I've done that in a lot of different venues, and to be able to do that for NPR is really the pinnacle in many ways.
And what will you be doing exactly in your new position?
My role is to be senior director of NPR Music. So I will be overseeing the division that really it's been at NPR for more than a decade now, with music journalism, original video programming, as well as how it intersects with NPR's news magazines and public radio member stations.
So what's your vision for NPR Music going forward?
Well, I really want to build on the successes, including things like the Tiny Desk concerts, for example, First Listens, all those ways that NPR Music has been really an innovation hub and a new audience driver for NPR. It's become a platform for listeners to discover music. That certainly happened to me, and really to support artists using the incredible network of public radio across the country. So my vision is to play on the strengths that have accounted for the success to date and really plan how NPR Music can go forward even more successfully.
Before your time at Tri-C, you spent 7 years with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How has this experience prepared you to head up a national music network?
At the Rock Hall, my job was to create opportunities for audiences and artists to come together and really share their love for the music and to discover especially the history of the music. And so we thought about so many different audiences every single day, whether that was young children, fans coming to a concert, people coming to a class, but really thought about how do you let people experience the music across platforms, essentially. So I see a lot of parallels with NPR Music because that's really the goal. How do we create those spaces where people can really let loose their passion for music and share a lot of what they know and love with others and probably learn a little bit along the way?
How do you think NPR Music will benefit from somebody from Northeast Ohio at the helm?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I will certainly, from my time in Northeast Ohio, I will be bringing to NPR Music certainly an awareness of the great music culture we have here across genres and the importance of public radio in that dialogue, which I've definitely experienced. But I think also specifically the way that the community here in Greater Cleveland collaborates across the arts and culture sector and between arts and culture and the education sector, it's really remarkable, that dialogue and the philanthropic support that's here. So I think that experience will just come along with me when I go to NPR Music.
What will you miss most about the Cleveland area's arts and music scene?
There's a great vibrancy across Greater Cleveland down to Kent, where you can get into little clubs and see really all styles of music. And I've been part of that my whole time here, and I'll miss that. I mean, and it'll be different. DC will have its scene, but that's the great thing. Local scenes are very, very specific. I'll also really miss Tri-C's Jazz Festival, which is just a fantastic presentation of jazz every June that brings so many people into downtown Cleveland. And that has really become one of my favorite music spots across the year.
That's Tri-C's Lauren Onke, just named the new head of NPR Music. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.